Happy New Year, happy 2014, everybody. And welcome back to the Barbone Street Jazz Band for the ninth year. Ninth year in a row. So it was 12 hours and 15 minutes ago that in South Philly, the New Orleans Saints kicked a field goal to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. I knew the Jazz funeral would help me in getting through that. But since that time, we've had an ice storm. And so there's a lot of theological interpretations that you can make for what's happened here. We build our own theology in the Unitarian faith. So you can do that on your own. The New Orleans Jazz funeral combines African, Caribbean, European, and American cultural and music heritage. Today's service honors a history which includes 18th century African slaves congregating in Congo Square with singing and dancing to African drums. Today's celebration honors a tradition going back to burial societies which were created by and for recently freed people of color, providing spiritually vibrant send-offs. Since that era, the Jazz funeral has strengthened and helped people to get through all kinds of individual and community pains and strife, including post-Katrina time. No matter what our personal background or experiences, most of us can benefit from stopping and taking the time to heal with spiritual nourishment and wonderful music. A jazz funeral often starts with a trombone. And then the rest of the band slowly comes in, complimenting with energy. And going back for centuries, the tradition is known in many neighborhoods and communities. You can often hear it off in the distance first, and then it can come right through your block or a block down. The band is playing slowly, sad music, and many times people witness this and emotion washes over them, witnessing and honoring the person who is deceased, but also the heritage that is alive. And then the people can make a choice. Do they get in line to walk along behind the band, or do they wait? Because eventually the band is going to come back playing upbeat music. And today we're going to experience what happens in between. And we always say, for everybody, and especially for the children, there's a coffin up here. And this is a real coffin. And many times when people die, their bodies are lovingly and gently placed in the coffin. But today, we're not here for a funeral service for anybody who has died. Today, no body is going to be placed in the coffin. This coffin helps us to symbolize or to think about the past year. And we're going to take a chance, an opportunity to stop and write down something or some habit that we want to let go of, something that ended, maybe a relationship that ended. And we're going to eventually have a chance for everybody to put those in the casket. And we did that at the earlier service as well, so that we pretend to bury those things and we let go of them. At this time, I invite you all to join in the singing of our first hymn, 162, found in your gray hymnal, 162. This is down by the riverside, going to lay down my sword and shield.
Trumpet player, I'll give you a short introduction, and then I'll drop my hand when you want to come in at the beginning.
To think back on 2013. As you listen to What a Wonderful World, think about what burden or painful experience you wish to lay down and trust life to take away. This could be a pattern of negative behavior you wish to let go of. Write it on a piece of paper and prepare to let go.
Thank you.
After the wake is over, usually the next morning, the funeral itself is held. Folks reverently lay the body in the coffin and then remove it from the home or the funeral parlor and slowly, with dignity, carry it through the streets of the city to the church. The brass band follows behind in lockstep, playing mournful dirges, with the family and friends behind, all walking with the music.
As we hear "Just a Closer Walk with Thee," you are invited to come up and place your burdens written on paper in the casket where Ken and I will be standing. I'm going to ask that you come forward in the center aisle and return by the side aisles.
Thank you. walk with thee. Granted, Lord, is my plea.
This song was written by Thomas A. Dorsey. Not the Tommy Dorsey that you know as the trombone player, but an old blues musician named Thomas Dorsey. He was black, and he lived in Georgia, and he was known as Georgia Tom when he was a blues player. And he was a typical musician, blues musician, just like Franny here is. He drank a lot, smoked a lot, chased women a lot, and he might even have done some cocaine back in those days.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Never did that.
But he was a typical nasty musician. Back in the days when jazz was degenerate music. And I remember those days even. I'm old enough to remember those days. But in any event, all of a sudden, one night he got the call. And he decided to change his life. And so he quit smoking, he quit drinking, quit doing drugs, quit chasing women. And he resolved that for the rest of his life he would write gospel music. And in those days, to make your living as a gospel musician, you had to go from church to church and sell each church a copy of your music. So he would go to the church here in Germantown, and he would sell Kent a copy of his latest gospel tune. And Kent would pay him money, and then he'd go on to the next church. Well, he'd gotten married, and his wife was pregnant, and he was out of town at St. Louis or someplace, and there was a big thunderstorm going on at the time. He was lying on the bed, and all of a sudden, a telegram was shoved under the door. And the telegram read, "Regret to inform you, wife and child died during childbirth." And if there was ever a time when your faith would be shaken, that would be the time. But instead, he sat down at his desk in the room, and he wrote this tune called "Precious Lord, Take My Hand." And you can hear as you sing the words, you can realize how he was writing it in the middle of the storm and what it meant to him. And he wrote a lot more songs. This one is the most famous gospel tune in the world, "Precious Lord, Take My Hand." I'm going to play a short introduction to it, and then we'll get to the beginning of it, and then sing page one on your left, and then page two on the right, and then page one on your left, page two on the right, and then we'll end it. "Precious Lord, Take My Hand."
Thank you.